Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had a vision of the end time outpouring of God's glory, and it is so real that he feels it's coming soon. I know better. It's coming sooner than soon. I know that every show I do from now on, I'm expecting the presence, the manifest, tangible glory of God to show up. And when that glory shows up, every promise in the Word of God is instant.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection? Disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Francis, you're such a nice guy. I find it hard to understand how you had thousands of witches and warlocks fasting and praying and cursing you, but even more important question than that is, you survived. How did you survive?
Well, the short answer is, you know, life and God and the Holy Spirit forces us to find our shelter in the Most High. And the situation you're referring to was back when I had written a book called The Three Battlegrounds. And that book and a Bible was given to this fellow who was into witchcraft, and he had a large mailing list. And that mailing list, when he got saved, this guy came to Christ.
I received Jesus.
And when he gave his life to Jesus, he began giving out Bibles and the three battlegrounds. And I remember telling him, I don't need this kind of promotion.
You know? Thousands of witches and warlocks.
Yeah, really. But I went on with my life, and you know, cities were opening up, and there was moves of God, and there were personal blessings, and there was all these wonderful things happening. And now, a few years later, we had led this lady to the Lord, and she had been involved in a coven that was trying to put curses on us. And the amazing thing to me was, I didn't even know it. I couldn't tell that there was a curse that was trying to get through the protection of God. And every believer has that. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. And to be able to be to live in that and to function in there, and to walk through life, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. Amen? Amen?
So you had already prepared for this, not even knowing this was ever going to happen.
No. My focus really is on the Lord on this. And if he tells me to deal with the enemy, I do.
All right. Speaking of that,
yes.
You had a woman that was actually part of the group praying and fasting and cursing you, came into a congregation you were speaking in. Tell me about that.
Well, the woman was through a witness relocation program, was moved to the city where we lived, where I lived, and she was she took advantage of an outreach that we had to a home, a group home, where she could be secured from her husband who was trying to kill her. So one of our ladies, our dear ladies in the church, brought her to church on a Saturday night. We had a Saturday night service at the time. And it happened that I was speaking that night about how God will not allow a curse to light upon the righteous. All of a sudden, this lady realizes she's in the church of the man they were trying to put curses on.
Praise you, Lord. We worship you. Praise you. Praise you.
For oftentimes it had caught him and he was cast out.
And she begins to manifest demonically. She was picking people up and throwing them. She was a bigger, stronger, but demonized human. Throwing men, picking up ladies and throwing ladies. And right after the service, the woman that was in charge of the prayer team that took her into the back room to have prayer, she comes down. Now, when she first came to church, she looked great, had a little bun on the top of her head. She was very personable, you know. Now, after the service, her bun is hanging down, you know. She'd get looking at me cockeyed. And so I go walking over to the room. At the time, I had a tennis elbow. I couldn't, like, pick up my cup. I had no strength at all in my right arm. And I was carrying my briefcase in my left arm when I went into the room. When she said, "Francis is here," she bent over and took out of her purse a fishing knife. And in her demonic frenzy, she lunged at my face with this knife. And the Lord, this was the sword, the arm I couldn't pick up a coffee cup. The Lord, how many of you know the Lord loves photo finishes? He healed my arm on the way up. And it's that knife came right to, you ought to shout. That was a shout.
But that was such a shout, you wouldn't be here if the Lord didn't show up.
I know. So, you know, I actually broke her wrist when my hand and her arm came down. And then she passed out, and then eventually, you know, everybody took her home. I called the next day.
You know, I could have
And I got her number at this group home, and I called the next day, and I said, you know, I could have you arrested for, you know, attempted murder. But I want you to know that Jesus loves you, and he brought you here. You think you came on your own, but he brought you here because he wants to show you his salvation. And she said, well, she says, I hate men. My dad, my father abused me. My pastor abused me. The street evangelist abused me. And your God is a man, and I hate them, and I hate you, and I hate God.
I hate you, and I hate God.
And I said, look, I'm calling. I could send you to jail for a long time because I have all these witnesses that saw you try and kill me. And she said, I said, but I'm not going to do that. I want you to know that Christ forgives you, that our Lord Jesus forgives you. And he wants it. And all of a sudden, this girl began to cry. She hadn't cried since she was a little girl, and she accepted the Lord. But the amen, that was a good
I'm not going to keep telling you when to clap, all right?
So it was in the context of that the Lord began to show me how he had structured my spiritual walk so that I would be under the shelter of the Most High, that I would be in his presence. It's not that I always walked perfect and never failed or stumbled. It's that there are principles, spiritual principles, that I put in the book, The Shelter of the Most High. It wasn't theory, it wasn't just theology, it wasn't just doctrine. It was something that God had done in me and to me and through me that made that barrier of his presence, immunized me, from the attack of the enemy.
Now, I'm told that, I agree, I am told that Psalm 91 protects you from every conceivable thing that could be thrown at you in this life. That's what the secret place is. Do you realize every protection you see in Psalm 91 is in the secret place? But most don't know how to get to the secret place. When we come back, we're going to get to the secret place. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, we've been talking about the secret place.
Yes.
Describe to me, what is the secret place?
All right. I believe the secret place is the point of contact where the Holy Spirit and my human spirit are engaged. Unless you're born of the Spirit, those that are born of the Spirit, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And so that union of my spirit being regenerated to the Holy Spirit. But let me just say, the way to the holy place, and we can say the way to the holy place is Jesus, and that would be true. But I also noticed that there's a lethargy. There's a passivity. Christians, we too many of us give our life to the Lord in a momentary experience at an altar, but we don't really hunger for what else there can be, how much more of God there is. That's the biggest enemy to getting into the holy place, is that we think where we are is good enough. You know what I'm talking about. Where I am.
Amen. And there is so much more. If
there's
you
so
only
much
knew, more. Eye has not seen. This is what God says to you. Eye has not seen. Ear has not even heard all that God has in store for you.
Amen. And it goes on, this, and where Paul says, but to us the Lord revealed him through the Spirit, because the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Come on. The depths of God. That's the limitless reality of the Almighty. The Spirit that we have in us, that we are born of, Jesus is jealous for that Spirit, because he wants to bring us into that fullness. And so, but we need the discipline of it all. You know,
what you call the secret place, the place of immunity. What do you mean by that?
I mean, if we live in there, all the promises from Psalm 91 are yea and amen. They are true.
And you also use another term that I read in the Bible. I don't hear anyone talk about it. Lord, excavate my heart. Explain. Wow. Isn't that a good term? Excavate my heart.
When I pray, often I start with a simple statement that says, Holy Spirit, lead me into the presence of Jesus. Take me to where I hear his voice. Scan me so he can tell me if there's any hurtful thing in me or any presumptuous thing. It's the beginning of the real steps into the presence of the Lord. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. That breaking of the outer man, the old man, and when I say the old man, I'm not talking about your husbands, ladies. I'm talking about I'm talking about. The thing that we used to be, the thing that we don't like in ourselves, that thing that tries to offer protection, but it's hostile to the ways of God. But now we're on that journey inward. We're in that journey where the Holy Spirit can begin to speak, begin to show us what needs to change. Was I harsh to my wife this morning? Was I unconscious of the need of my daughter? You know what I mean? I have a point, I have a place, a mirror, if you will, where the living presence of the Lord can speak to me about what needs to change in me. It can speak to me with what needs to be healed in me. And those, the 91st Psalm is telling us that it's anything we come to the Lord with, he'll be there, and he'll meet us there, and he'll heal us there.
Francis, when we come back, I want you to share how many years ago you had one drop of God's glory and what is about ready to hit planet Earth. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Francis Frangipane's profound book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, plus this Psalm 91 Prayer of Protection bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9538. Through Francis Frangipane's powerful book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, you will learn how to enter into the secret place of the Most High, which will become your spiritual fortress that will shelter you from the attacks and onslaught of the devil. Activate angelic protection. Find how easy your prayers will be answered and how to access God in a way never thought possible before. Position yourself to receive an outpouring of God's glory. Remove obstacles from getting your prayers answered. Begin to walk in God's blessings and promises for your life every day. On each audio CD, Francis prays these prayers over you. Prayer for healing of hearts. Prayer for breakthrough. Prayer for God to bring forth His glory and prepare your heart to receive His blessings. Prayer for lies to be broken so you can begin to walk in God's promises every day.
You know, Jesus called us to pray the prayer, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, today, right here, right now. And we learn how to enter that secret place of the Most High.
You will also receive this special bonus, the Secret Place of the Most High Psalm 91 bookmark. You can read God's promises of divine protection for you every day.
What I love about the exclusive brand new 3-CD series, Secrets of the Secret Place, is it's a how-to. So many times we're told you should do something, but we're never told how to live in the secret place, how to capture the presence of God 24/7.
Call now and get Francis Frangipane's profound book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, plus this Psalm 91 Prayer of Protection bookmark. This is an exclusive offer, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9538. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9538 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Francis, you provoked me to jealousy. 50 years ago, you had one drop of God's glory. Explain.
We were just in a circle praying, just seeking God and praying, and all of a sudden, I felt this, and I could actually see it with spiritual eyes, but I felt this drop, like a mercury, touched my head, and it just went down my back, down my neck, down my back, and it just leached out all the years of when I was unsaved and all the consequences of those crimes and sins against myself and others before I was a Christian. It just leached it all out. And I said to the Lord, whoa, Lord, what was that? And the Lord said, that was one drop of my living water. And I said, Lord, evermore, give me that water. And he said, you only need one drop. And from that moment till today, every time I think of that moment in time, that same cleansing thing goes down my neck and quenches my thirst.
Tell me what happened to the vision you had in 1970.
As a new Christian, my wife and I were reading our Bibles for the first time through. We had never read the Word of God.
And you made an interesting point to me last night at dinner. You told me most Christians read the promises, but they don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
There is a distinction.
Yeah, there is. A couple of years ago, I started taking every word, every verse that Jesus spoke and taught, and asking the Lord, am I walking in this? Am I living in this? You know, the hard verses and the easy verses. We tend to pick cheesecake verses and leave the liver verses, you know. But we need the whole thing. We need the whole package. And, you know, so I say, Lord, am I really a disciple, or do I have a religion about you? But you understand, am I standing and searching for the museum of what you did, or the power plant of who you are, and having both? But I, you know, Lord, am I walking in this? If not, how much am I lacking? Or maybe the next verse was, Lord, when did you put this verse in the Bible?
So what you're doing is you're letting the Word of God excavate you.
Digging out all to bring in the new.
Take you back to the vision of 1970.
Yeah, thank you. So we're reading, I'm reading in my Bible. I read Isaiah 59. I shut the Bible. I went to sleep. I woke in the middle of the night, and there is a city covered in darkness. In the darkness, there's faces coming out, massive amount of people. The place is obviously desolate. The time is already past for anything good. It's just awful. But the Holy Spirit began to flow through us. Our faces were radiant with the light of God. I felt the surge of the electricity of God, like a geyser of life coming out from me. And they were, multitudes were receiving the Lord. And when I woke, I turned for the first time in my life. I picked up my Bible, and for the first time, I turned page and I read Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 is a promise for the end times. Amen. Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
And this is what we're about ready to have on planet Earth. And I feel a bubble of it now, but I'm going to tell you something. When this glory comes in, you won't have to just feel it. You will see it. It'll be tangible. Will you pray for a great, there's more of God. Pray for us to be as hungry as you are right now.
Lord, we do pray, Father, for everyone here and everyone watching. Father, I pray for the hunger of God, that thing that compelled Paul, where he said, I press on for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray for every heart who's been disappointed, that they would be set free and they'd be able to walk out of the past and the snare of the trapper into the arms of their beloved. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Now, Moses, I want you to pray. This is important. Moses prayed a prayer, and this should be on your mouth 20, 30, 40 times a day. This is what Moses prayed. Show me your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Show me your glory!
As trouble escalates in the world, we are all looking for a place of immunity and protection. Did you know that in the midst of all our uncertainties and fears, there is an available shelter from God to shield you? Once you've found this place, nothing you encounter can defeat you. Wherever you are, you can remain in the stronghold of God. Now, Francis Frangipane wants to share the keys he has been given to help you enter the secret place of the Most High God.
That place where he sets us free is called the shelter of the Most High. Get ready for something that has no equal on the face of the earth.
Call now and get Francis Frangipane's profound book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, plus this Psalm 91 Prayer of Protection bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9538. Through Francis Frangipane's powerful book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, you will learn how to enter into the secret place of the Most High, which will become your spiritual fortress that will shelter you from the attacks and onslaught of the devil. Activate angelic protection. Find how easy your prayers will be answered and how to access God in a way never thought possible before. Position yourself to receive an outpouring of God's glory. Remove obstacles from getting your prayers answered. Begin to walk in God's blessings and promises for your life every day. On each audio CD, Francis prays these prayers over you. Prayer for healing of hearts. Prayer for breakthrough. Prayer for God to bring forth His glory and prepare your heart to receive His blessings. Prayer for lies to be broken so you can begin to walk in God's promises every day.
You know, Jesus called us to pray the prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we want to walk the narrow path, but the narrow path opens into a broad way of grace and truth and power and redemption and life and love and what God has created us to have today, right here, right now. And we learn how to enter that secret place of the Most High.
You will also receive this special bonus, the Secret Place of the Most High Psalm 91 bookmark. You can read God's promises of divine protection for you every day.
What I love about the exclusive brand new 3-CD series, Secrets of the Secret Place, is it's a how-to. So many times we're told you should do something, but we're never told how to understand how to live in the secret place, to understand how to have intimacy with God, to understand how to capture the presence of God 24/7.
Call now and get Francis Frangipane's profound book, The Shelter of the Most High, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Secrets of the Secret Place, plus this Psalm 91 Prayer of Protection bookmark. This is an exclusive offer, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9538. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9538 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sandra Kennedy. Did you know that the same blood that cleanses us from sin provides healing for our physical bodies? You cannot separate the two. People have been trying, but you cannot. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and get ready for victory like you've never known.